The time has come for Yaakov to return home. God told him. When he left all those years before his mother warned him that his brother Esav wants to kill him, and she made it sound as if it was a trivial thing, and a couple of days will calm down, I'll let you know, and I'll send for you. And as far as we know, she never does send for him. Now God has told him it's time to go back. On his way out from the land of Israel, the land of Canaan, God told him, don't worry, I'll be with you. I'll take care of you. I'll protect you. And he tells him, this land will be yours. You'll have many children. Which means the scene that takes place in this week's Parsha, when Yaakov is terrified that he'll be killed, and he's terrified that his children will die, really means on a certain level he's having a hard time believing that which God promised him. And he says a prayer. In his prayer he says, God, but you said that I'm going to have children. You said I'm going to be okay. Which tells us again that Yaakov really was quite afraid. The rabbis tell us, they point out, that what Yaakov does is he does prepare himself in three different ways. He prays to God. He sends gifts or bribes to his brother Esav. And he prepares strategically in case there will be battle. It's not really that he prepares for battle, but he prepares strategically. Almost deciding that there will be a sacrifice needed to be made by one part of the camp, and the other one perhaps will escape. Very frightening time. But God did tell him it's going to be okay. The night before the confrontation takes place, Yaakov has a whole nother confrontation with a mysterious individual, mysterious protagonist, attacks him. And we have every reason to believe that the attack was made by an angel. There are many times we see the word malach or angel in this story. Over here it's called an ish. But there are other places in Tanakh which help us understand that this in fact was an angel, and the consensus is this is the angel of Esav. It's interesting because before even Yaakov was born, he had a confrontation with Esav in utero. And now the night before the confrontation will finally take place with the real Esav, he has a confrontation with an angel of Esav. And Yaakov is victorious. Wounded, but victorious. But when he faces the real Esav, Esav seems to melt, and Esav wants to be friends, and all the fear dissipates. So it's interesting. It's very easy for us to stand here today and say, well, Yaakov should have had more faith, because God said it was going to be okay. In utero, we have the premonitions, if you will. History points that there will be a struggle. The night before, there's a struggle with the heavenly forces of Esav. But Esav himself doesn't challenge Yaakov, not at least in this particular episode. And Yaakov survives. And there's a lesson here for us. When God tells man, it'll be okay, I will take care of you, I will protect you. Maybe we need to prepare in other ways. Maybe we need to prepare just in case. But deep in our hearts, when God says something's going to be okay, we need to have faith.